From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A Chibok girl kidnapped in Nigeria by Islamist militant group Boko Haram has been found alive, according to a community leader. Reporter Chris Stein is in Lagos and describes the uncertainty surrounding the girl's recovery.
That remains a little bit unclear. The military says it was she was rescued by their troops in an area called Bale, which is near the town of Bamboa, which is not far from Chibok. But I also spoke with a vigilante group leader who said that she was found while they were laying an ambush for Boko Haram. So the details of this are not really completely known at this point.
The girl is one of 219 that were abducted more than 2 years ago. Other reports also say that she was found wandering in the forest, and witnesses said that she had a baby with her when found. Police on Wednesday said they have found evidence suggesting a German man who died 2 years ago may have been a serial killer who began killing prostitutes more than four decades ago. The late suspect, identified only by his name Manfred S., died in August 2014, but police now suspect he may have been involved in the murders of five prostitutes and a teenager in and around the central city of Frankfurt. The Sri Lankan Red Cross said that at least 200 families have been reported missing and are feared buried under a mudslide following torrential rains and flooding. In a statement released online, the Sri Lankan Red Cross said two rescue teams were dispatched early Wednesday alongside government authorities who had rescued 180 people despite power outages in several villages. The Red Cross also says that at least 13 bodies have been found thus far. This is VOA News.